Recorded Books and RB Digital present Zeus the Mighty, The Quest for the Golden Fleas by Crispin Boyer. Narrated by Ramon D'Ocampo. Preface. Artemis Ambrosia was being watched. She sensed it as she went about her evening routine, closing up Mount Olympus Pet Center, topping off bowls of mutt nuggets, organizing a display of cat scratching posts, testing the algae levels in the fish tanks to make sure the water was just right. Artemis, or Artie for short, knew who was doing the watching. It wasn't cat, or dog, or reptile, or fish eyes she felt boring into the back of her head.
Okay, what is it, buddy? She asked,
spinning to face the golden hamster, watching her from his cage high above the cash register.
If I didn't know any better, Artie said, walking toward the hamster, I'd suspect you're waiting for me to leave so you can sneak out on another misadventure.
She reached up and stuck a finger through the bars to scratch at a patch of white fur on the hamster's cheek. Then she tugged firmly on the cage door.
Not tonight, my little escape artist, she said,
satisfied that it was locked tight. The hamster gave a little squeak, and Artie grinned. As much as she loved animals, she didn't actually speak hamster. Or dog, or cat, or fish, or even insect, for that matter. If she did, she would know a lot more took place in her pet center than she believed. Artie took a final lap around the room. She checked to make sure the lid on the bug house was snug. She shook a few more flakes of fish food into the tanks. She stopped by the kennels along the big front picture window and reached down to scratch a gray and white tabby curled up in a cat bed. Finally, she zipped up her jacket and switched off the lights, plunging the room into the dim red glow of the large Mount Olympus Pet Center sign. As she opened the front door, Artie glanced back at her favorite rescued rodent.
Nighty-night, Zeus the Mighty.
She blew him a kiss. I better not find you in a weird place in the morning. She pulled the door shut, then immediately reopened it and pointed at her hamster.
I mean it, Zeus. Stay put.
Somewhere nearby, probably in the bug bin, a grasshopper chirped loudly. Artie closed the door and locked it. Chapter 1. Zeus the Mighty was in a weird place. He was clinging to a long, skinny leg of his grasshopper friend, Demeter, dangling from a narrow ridge above a raging whirlpool. Zeus dipped his toe into the swirling waters.
Eek! He squeaked. The water's too wet! Lift me, Demeter! Get me out of here!
What's the matter, Zeus?
Demeter hollered down.
You see the monster?
Just pull me up, Zeus shouted. Now!
Oh, okay, you got it.
Demeter yanked her leg upward so quickly that Zeus nearly lost his grip, but he managed to scramble up the whirlpool's smooth white surface and onto the ridge beside Demeter. While Zeus caught his breath, Demeter peeked at the whooshing waters below.
Sorry about that, she said. You know sea monsters make me jumpy ever since that whole Atlantis fiasco.
What do you have to be nervous about? Zeus asked, still panting. I'm the one doing all the heavy lifting here.
Demeter looked confused and shook out a leg.
I don't know. I wouldn't exactly call you light.
I don't mean, like, literally heavy lifting, Zeus shot back. What I'm saying is, being king of the gods isn't easy. A lot of late nights, a lot of sleepless days.
Speaking of which, Demeter looked around. What time is it? I feel like Artie said goodnight ages ago.
Zeus pressed on. Planning all our adventures, protecting the kingdom, putting up with Poseidon's lip. It's exhausting.
Uh-huh, exhausting, Demeter said absentmindedly.
This wasn't the first time she'd heard this speech, or even the tenth. She nibbled from the strip of lettuce she wore across her shoulder, an ever-present snack.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?